Restoring My Song, Tuesday the 23rd of December, The Fellowship of His Death. The first implication of Christ's yoke is that we embrace our fellowship in His death. Christ's death has two elements symbolised by the scapegoat and the Lord's goat, which were offered as part of one sin offering on the Day of Atonement under the Law Covenant. The scapegoat represents the dimension of Christ's death in which sin is destroyed. In the distress and mess of life that belongs to our weariness and discouragement, we accept our yoke to this aspect of Christ's death as we acknowledge that we are under God's judgment. As we judge ourselves in this way, we are illuminated to see that Christ is dying with us under the condemnation that belongs to our sin. We begin to fear the Lord and to cease from being a victim of our circumstances. Judging ourselves this way, we reckon ourselves dead to sin as we acknowledge our self-righteous judgments and the pursuit of self-satisfaction that belongs to the thorns that are growing up in our life. In Christ's death, we can put these off. As we judge ourselves in this manner, our sufferings are commuted from judgment to chastening, which is bringing us to maturity as a son of the Father. The Lord's goat represents the death of emptying through which life is multiplied in the fellowship of Yahweh. This is the death that we die as a new creation as we lay down our life through offering to reveal another. This expression of love is contrary to the motivation of the other law, which is self-centered, and the pursuit of the cares of this world, typified as thorns. It is the expression of the seed life of which we are born. By the mercies of God, we are to present ourselves for this expression of love in the context of life in which the Father has placed us, including our families, the church, and the broader community. The references used in today's devotions are Leviticus chapter 16, verses 7 to 10, Romans chapter 6, verse 11, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 31 and 32. Hebrews chapter 12 verses 6 and 7 and Romans chapter 12 verses 1 and 2. For further study, Romans chapter 6.